The federal opposition continues to push for Australia's defence spending to be lifted, claiming current spending is not adequate to meet the threats of a volatile global environment. On the sidelines of the NATO summit in the Netherlands, Defence Minister Richard Marles resisted pressure from President Trump to lift military spending, saying Australia would decide its own spending levels to meet its own military needs. His comments were made after NATO member countries, Australia is not a member of NATO, agreed to increase defence spending targets to 5% of GDP. Opposition Defence Minister Angus Taylor says the government must follow suit and increase defence spending to at least 3% of Australia's GDP to ensure the military is prepared for an increasingly unstable global security environment.
We need to have the serious capability on the ground to be able to play our role in this more uncertain world. That means getting spending to 3% of GDP, and that was a position we took to the last election, and it's a position we maintain, and we will continue to hold the government to account on its failure to fund its own plan.